Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess who's on the phone with us today? Mayor Mary Fassbender. And we are chatting the morning after a very, very event-filled city council meeting. So we're happy that you called in today to fill us in about some of the things that you talked about and some of the things that are going on. First of all, how goes it, Mayor?
It's good. You know, it's a beautiful sunny day, and I think with what we went through last night, I think people are excited for, you know, the summer months to be here. And, you know, the governor is issuing some things to open, which is very healthy for all of us. So I'm very excited for tomorrow to see what his next turn of the dial will be in his next subject. So I always look forward to his conversation because, you know, as you know, we do abide by what the governor says too, which, you know, is the best for our city and for the members in it. So anyway, so yeah, last night was long, but you know, good discussion. I'm excited when council is engaged in a conversation and we do thoroughly think these things through. I do have to give a kudos to our city staff because they put a lot of time and energy into the decisions that we have been making. So with that, I'm sure everybody is sad, but it's a very important issue, and one is our pool closing. And there's so many things that go with it that people don't even realize or
so
think
let's,
about.
So let's talk about that. That's a good one. So the Aquatic Center in Hastings was scheduled to open, is it right after school? Was it supposed to open Memorial Day weekend?
Typically Memorial Day.
Okay. Yeah. And so I think a lot of people are probably listening or they're getting their information secondhand from somebody about this, and they're thinking, well, that doesn't make sense. You know, we could limit the people in the pool, and we could social distance, or we could have shifts, or we could have age brackets and not have the pool be at full capacity. But there's a lot more behind the scenes that I did not know either. Would you tell our listeners about that, please?
Sure. Just to emphasize on a couple of things, our pool typically staffs 60 people, which is a lot. It's a lot of high school and college kids that have come back from year to year, and I'm certain they're sad too, but that it starts way before Memorial Weekend because they have to be trained in, you know, safety before the season even starts. So with that, how do you train 60 people on tent safety when you have to social distance? So that might be really hard. And people don't realize that when they are, you know, the lifeguards are there or working, they perform 50 saves a year. 50 rescues a year, that's a lot. So with that, you know, you literally have about 800 people, I think is the capacity. And how do you perform a rescue being safe for that person? So there again, these decisions are hard, and we have to think from a safety aspect, what is best for our community. It's so close and personal for these lifeguards and whoever to do their job. So I just can't imagine a pool opening with 800 people in and being safe. You know, and then best practices, you know, the cleaning and the, I just don't know, the locker rooms are so small. I find it hard. So I was okay with the decision that our parks director and staff brought forward to us. You know, and I don't know if people know how the pool runs, but they're inside a fence, of course, and every hour they take a break. And then those 800 people, if you will be on the deck. Well, how do you social distance like that? That'd be really tough to do in my eyes. Of course, it's sad, and a lot of people are going to, you know, be sad throughout the summer because of the things that we're going to have to, that we've been canceling or postponing or whatever. Even just, you know, the music in the parks and
Rivertown
days. I mean, it is sad. One of the things that keeps me feeling okay is it's not just Hastings. It's everywhere. And we're all going to be sad, but we have to be joyful for the little things we have. Our businesses are starting to open. Our restaurants are going to soon be opening. You'll be able to get your hair cut in a couple weeks. I mean, I try to emphasize on the things that we can do and still have within our community. I mean, our trail systems are beautiful. Families, I see more families playing together and being out on the trail system together, and that is so wonderful to see. I think we're seeing a different connection. We're seeing, like I said, families being families again. I mean, truly doing things as a family, which I think with all the amenities and everything, I think a lot of people go their own way. And mm-hmm. then we meet back at the end of the night and, you know, live under the same roof. But I'm hopeful that some of these changes are going to be good for all. I know it's a tough decision.
Yeah, I bet it was a tough decision.
It is, and it's all about safety.
And I'm glad that you filled us in a little bit behind the scenes on that, Mary, because we don't always know all the factors that go into these decisions. So that was good to hear. Well, that was a bummer, but we got some good news last night about the playgrounds.
Sure. Playgrounds are open. And the fencing today now is being taken down. Now you have to consider we have 30-some parks, so it's going to take time. But yes, it's initially starting. And there again, we still need to be mindful of the social distancing. Just because they're down doesn't mean we go back to the way it used to be. We still have to be cautious. We still have to social distance, if you know, the best we can. And there's, you know, follow the other safety guidelines that are being encouraged by, you know, Stay Home Minnesota or the governor, or even our city website will have that. So yeah, it's good news. It'll be good to see people out and about, and that dial is being turned up. Like I said, some things are not going to be the same as last year, but at the end of the day, it is about safety and keeping people.
Mary, you mentioned the website and just the communication from the city. I know Lee Stoffel has accepted a new position in Rosemount, but I would love to hear your comments about her gifts to the city and how much she's going to be missed.
Lovely. She has been amazing for this community and for the city. She has turned our communications totally around. She has raised the bar, which we can't give her enough kudos for what she has done for us. I'm so happy for her. She will be going to the city of Rosemount, which they will be very fortunate to get her. But I'm sad for our community. But I also will say, you know, she's raised the bar to a point where whoever comes in, I'm certain will have that same level of communications, and they will continue it. And I always am optimistic. Good things can come out of it too. But I am happy for her, very happy for her. She's worked hard, and she deserves to maybe go that next level up.
Watching the city council meeting, I heard a word I've never heard before, and that is parklet. Would you explain what that is, please?
Sure. A parklet, and there again, you see them all over. I actually, when I was out in Utah last year, Salt Lake, they have them in their downtown area. I actually took pictures of it. I thought, wow, this is a cool concept. So a parklet is considered like an extended seating area for, you know, like like at the corners of our blocks or stuff, you know, something like that. An additional seating area throughout the downtown that could seat more people, or if people want to grab lunch and sit by them, you know, that kind of was the expectation. There's a lot of logistics that go with it as far as above us, state laws. And so our team, John Hinsman and the economic development, came up with an idea to extend patio services for the bars and restaurants. So a part of that conversation is, you know, when the dial gets turned, they're asking that 25% of your seating, you know, will probably be taken away because of the social distancing. Well, this idea will expand their patios further to seat that 25% that can't be inside. We can bring them outside to, you know, for them to be at full capacity then with the extended patio service. So it's kind of cool. You know, today I think John is meeting with DBA to get the final discussions going as to what else is going to be with that. I'll just touch on a couple of those. So public, the downtown planters, of course, you know, they are an expense to plant all those planters on the sidewalk, and then the baskets. So, you know, from a cutback standpoint, we're thinking about, or they brought to the table that they could possibly use those planters and put tabletops on them for, you know, additional seating again for our downtown. As you know, our downtown is getting more crowded and more crowded, and sitting isn't, there's not as much, there's more seating needed. So that was an idea to use the planters for table seating. Also underneath the bridge plaza, they'll put more picnic tables down there and a hand washing station and trash receptacles. And John will actually work with Chris Jenkins on when that'll all happen, but they will not, again, a big conversation is the alcohol. Where will they be able to consume alcohol? You can't consume alcohol on, you know, just walking the streets. That's an ordinance, and that's kind of a state issue too. So these extension of their patios, you would be able to have alcohol in there because they'll be enclosed, if you will. So lots of variations. Like I said, there's so many components to getting something changed, and not just from the city, but from many aspects. So then there'll be an increase of picnic tables on the riverfront and the downtown, just and city will just get those all moved around. Again, we're just trying to make it easier for this social distancing, if you will, for people to feel comfortable coming into our downtown and feeling safe with having various areas for them to sit at. We also approved the, or actually I shouldn't say we approved, but John has been working today. They'll have to have certifications that they'll have to fill out, each business will. And there again, you know, it's not just about the restaurants, it's about the retail stores downtown. Can they extend out into the sidewalk area? So everyone will be able to do that. They just still have to fill out a form and follow the information that John will be sending all that out to the businesses today.
Where will people walk? Will they have to go into the street, or can they still use the...
Sure. The what they designed was it'll take 3 parking spots. So you'll be walking down, say, a sidewalk, and then there'll be kind of a direction, you know, like an arrow or whatever, and you'll walk around the parklet. It'll be like a U shape, and then you jump back up on the sidewalk. So it's pretty cool, kind of interesting. And there again, you know, we have to kind of think out of the box in situations like this. We want the businesses to, you know, we want to work with them and get them the help they need to get through this year. And hopefully this is going to help. And also, this isn't just for the downtown area. we have restaurants that have private, you know, property too. They will also be able to extend out. So I think this is very exciting for our community in general. And you know, to like I said, think out of the box and maybe have a new little unique-ism for our downtown and the people around it.
Mary, what can you tell us about the cruise-ins? Are those still being planned?
You know, I know for certain that the June ones have been. Things could change, Mo. You know, we might find out everything is lifted. I don't know. I think we take baby steps as we get our information, and then we discuss it and go from there.
Well, lots more to discuss, and I know you have another meeting coming up the 1st of June. So we really appreciate your time today, Mary. Thank you so much. And we hope that the next time we talk, you are able to be working again. It's been tough on you as a small business owner not being able to open your doors as well.
Right. Yeah, I'm excited.
You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Our guest, Mayor Mary Fassbender. And this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.